Of Mel's Outdoor Services, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell us how you got started doing what you do.
Oh, I was back as a kid back in Maryland. I worked on a lot of landscaping, and I started my own business back in Maryland in around 2004, 2005. I worked there. Then I moved to Arizona in 2010, and I worked for a very good group of people over in Verde Valley spraying weeds for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you started doing this, obviously a lot of people, some people want to work in an office. Some people want to work traveling. Some people want to work in the great outdoors. You must really love being outside in Arizona.
No, I love it, especially in the monsoons when it's 92% humidity.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Does it remind you of being back in Maryland?
For sure.
Now, I grew up in a very, very humid area in the Midwest, and I despised the summers because they were so hot and so steamy. You don't mind those, do you?
Nope, because you get to enjoy the monsoon skies every day. It's something
the monsoon. That's the first time I've heard that you get to enjoy the monsoon skies. Now, tell us what kinds of services Mel's Outdoor Services provides for homeowners and renters and businesses.
Yes, sir. I do a residential and commercial services for my main business is weed control, but I also do offer other aspects of maintenance and, you know, bush trimming, mowing, weed eating, and various type of services.
Now, in all these hours you spend outdoors, have you had any kind of critter encounters yet?
Oh, I've walked up on several rattlesnakes.
Oh, tell us about that.
Be careful over at the Cottonwood Airport. That's all I can tell
you. Is that right? No
yes,
kidding.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Now, how do you protect yourself against stuff like that, or can you? High boots? I mean, what do you do?
High boots. You just got to be ready for anything.
You know what? I was working in a cemetery in California about 6 years ago, and I'm walking through the cemetery at the end of the day, and I wasn't really looking down, just looking forward, and I stepped on something. I knew I had stepped on something, and all of a sudden I heard this, and I saw the other end of this something twist, and I realized what it was. And that was the day that I realized, even though I'm only 5'9", I could have dunked a basketball that day. Never in my life have I leaped so high. So, yeah, those guys. But the good thing is they want to get out of your way, don't they?
Oh, basically, yeah. I mean, they're not there to hurt you. So, I mean, they hear you or feel you before you see them. So
tell us some of the areas that you serve with Mel's Outdoor Services.
I reside in Chino Valley, and I service Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Williamson Valley. I do have a few places up in Williams and, you know, just basically anywhere in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more than willing to help anybody.
Why is it now? We've been hearing for the last month or so about how deadly fire season can be here. A lot of people don't think about weed control when they think of fire season, but tell us why that's important.
Oh, it's very important because you build a barrier between your home and where the fire is coming from. If you have weeds in your yard, they're going to burn. They're going to get up to your house. If you have that zone between your house and the weeds, there's nothing to burn, so the fire will stay away.
Mm-hmm. Now, with your programs, you can control noxious and invasive weed infestations, correct?
Yes, sir.
And tell us about some of the different reactions to toxic plants, both to humans, pets, and livestock.
Oh, the livestock and pets are very susceptible to different types of plants. You've got the right now, a big one is the foxtails, where it can get into their nose, it can get into their lungs, and horses and dogs and all that, and they take a while to, you know, get under control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some weeds cause colic, some neurological disorder. Different plants cause different things. There's one big this around here is called loco weed, and if you step on that, it breaks up like bubble wrap, and that's very, very dangerous to horses if they start chewing on that.
Really? Mm-hmm. And are the horses and the other animals attracted to these weeds?
Not necessarily. I mean, most horses will pass it by. Horses are very picky about what they want to eat,
mm-hmm.
and it's got to be palatable to them. So it's, you know, they learn what they can and what they can't eat. So
sure.
A lot of times they will pass it by, but if they take a bite, is it possible for them to get it? Yes.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us about what the growth cycle is and some of the things about germination and seeds and growth and things like this.
Well, most weeds around here, we have a seed, and the seed germinates and then grows in, starts growing, and then it grows into a mature plant. Once mm-hmm. that mature plant is at its full maturity, it has the seeds die off or drop off as the plant dies, and then it starts to cycle over again. Several of the chemicals that I use will prevent that growth cycle. It'll disrupt it when the seeds germinate. It kills the seeds, mm-hmm. which eliminates a lot of your weed growth.
Now, I assume it takes more than one treatment, correct?
Oh, yes.
How often should those be treated, do you think?
Well, usually if I have a new customer, I'd like to come out and I spray their property, and then I also follow up with a monthly service.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 12-month growing season here. Something's growing every month. There's some chemicals that I use that don't take care of some grasses, and grasses grow all the time. And I just like to follow up and maintain their property to keep it nice and weed-free throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, when someone goes onto your webpage, there's a lot of really very informative information on there regarding how they can control their property and keep the weeds down. They're going to see the terms pre-emergent and post-emergent. Tell us what those are.
The pre-emergent actually gets down into the soil, and it'll interrupt the seed growth. I mean, when the seed germinates, it kills it. The post-emergent, that kills everything that's already started growing.
Mm-hmm. And when you're out and about doing all these services and stuff, I'm reminded of the different kinds of training it takes to do these things. Because a lot of landscapers come up, they have no training, they have no experience, they just start doing it, and they can't do it nearly as well. So tell us what you need to do to stay licensed and to stay ahead of the competition.
Oh, every year I have to take 12 credit hours of training. And you're right that there are people out there doing things that they shouldn't be doing. There are certain chemicals they can put down and certain amounts. And with a licensed applicator, licensed business like I am, it's, mm-hmm. you know, we're allowed to do that. And then we got to keep track of our records of a minimum of 3 years.
Now, because of what you do, do you keep a real close eye on the weather forecast?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we got to watch for wind. We got to watch for rain. And anything else that pops up.
So with the monsoon season coming up in probably a month or two, does that wash away what you spray?
Usually most of the products that I use is rain safe within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there are times where monsoons just pop up, and with the customers that I have, if there's ever an issue where something didn't get killed or that isn't dying correctly,
mm-hmm.
it's a I will come back out and spray again. It's no extra charge. I just want to make sure that the customers are always taken care of and happy.
So how tough is it for you to come upon a site where you're going to spray and figure, okay, we want to kill the weeds, but we don't want to kill these other things? How do you do that?
Well, it varies. I mean, some people want grass,
mm-hmm.
and they want the weeds out of the grass. There's chemicals that I can use to kill the weeds but not hurt the grass. Around bushes or shrubs or anything, ornamentals that are in the yard, you just have to be very careful and pay attention to what you spray and how you spray it and where you spray it.
When you arrive on a site and you discover it's all of a sudden real windy, do you still spray?
Up to me, that's up to the general applicator.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the situation and the definition of how windy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the chemicals I use, the maximum mile per hour for the wind that I could spray is like 15 miles an hour. Would I do that? No, because I want my chemical to get down to the ground and get onto the plant. Has there been times where the wind comes up? We live in Chino Valley. We live in Prescott Valley. It's always windy.
It's always windy, that's for sure.
You know, I just have to use my best judgment,
yeah.
and I want to do what's best for the customer, the customer's property, and the environment.
I looked on your webpage and saw, and that's melsoutdoorservices@gmail.com. I looked on your webpage and I saw you have a special offer for our customers. What is that?
Yes, sir. Right now I'm running in money in the mail. I have a coupon for $20 off your first weed control application. Of course, it's got to be a minimum of a $75 job.
Mm-hmm.
My rates are very reasonable, and most of the time of people in Prescott and Prescott Valley, I don't get to that $75.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I'm just me and my truck and my chemicals, and I'm a small business, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want to help my customers, but then I also got to – I can't stay in business if I don't make money.
Sure. And you've been here in this area in business for how long?
In business in this year, I just got my business license to spray weeds back in January.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been in business in this area, Verde Valley, for like 5 years.
So you've been doing it right.
Yes, sir.
That's good to hear. How can people contact you for weed control?
Oh, they can look on my website, which is melsoutdoorservices.com. They can email me at melsoutdoorservices@gmail.com, or they can pick up the phone and call me at 928 274-6413.
Mel Morris, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Best of luck with your Mel's Outdoor Services, and give them a call if you've got some weeds you want to get rid of, correct?
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned now. We're going to talk to Andy Jolly, the founding partner of the Prescott Law Firm, coming up on Q&A.